Well, just let's reflect on matters yesterday, Eamon, in the Northwest Premiership. And again, the weather not ideal, and it interrupted matters.
It did interrupt matters, but all the games were completed, which was good. And fair play to perseverance, both by ground staff and players, to get those games finished. I know some of them were fairly late last night getting finished. But if we just go through the scores, the big game yesterday was at Coleraine, where they entertained Brigade. Coleraine top of the table at the moment, and another convincing victory and a very, very impressive performance. Brigade struggling, it's their second defeat in a row, just managed 112 yesterday all out, and Coleraine just lost the four wickets winning that. Young Matthew Poskett, 67 not out, what a talent that young lad is. Donovanna kept on the heels of Coleraine with an emphatic victory over Fox Lodge, who scored 182. Andrew McGuinness, 57, their top scorer. And Imran Butt, the Donovanna professional, he top scored for them with 76. They only lost the three wickets, winning by seven wickets. Ardmore got their first points of the season home to Drummond. Drummond, 169. Adam McDade, 42. But Ardmore just scored 197 for three. Paul McDowell, 53. Ardmore winning that one very comfortably by 38 runs. And Eglinton had a big one yesterday against Brady. Brady managed Eglinton batting first, 261 for eight. Their professional Trevor Garvey amongst the runs yesterday. He got his century, 101, and bowled Brady out for just 103. Eglinton, very convincing winners by 158 runs. Just two games took place in the Championship yesterday. St Johnstone put up a brave fight before going down by just one wicket against Kelly Clooney. Kelly Clooney scoring 233 for nine against St Johnstone's, 231 for eight. And the other game, Glendermot, an emphatic one against Bonds Glen. Glendermot 258, Bonds Glen just 153. So the weather did intervene yesterday, Chris, but the games were finished.